This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
John 16:33. There's actually three parts to this verse. The first part is the what we call the A part, the ABC. And most of you know that. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. These things, the Word of God, the Scriptures, have I spoken to you, spoken word, the Rhema, that you might have peace. The fruit of listening to the Word of God is peace on the inside, inner peace. God the Holy Spirit, in Acts 5:3 says the Holy Spirit is God. God the Holy Spirit seeks to equip us for what is ahead in our lives. When you come to church, and we are, many times the message may not directly involve you, but maybe talking about something that hasn't happened in your life. But always the Word of God is to equip, to prepare you to for what might come around the corner. You never know what's coming. You don't know what tomorrow brings, good, bad, or whatever. But whatever happens, God is preparing us, equipping us for what is ahead in our lives. And the purpose is so that when it does happen, whatever happens to us, we have peace through it. God wants you to have peace through whatever you might have to face in life. Perhaps because of prayer, I think God protects us from many things that we don't even know about. God protects us and keeps us from things which only when we get to heaven we'll find out how many things we were rescued from that we didn't even know about. And we thank God for that. There's probably a lot of things that we have been rescued from. Probably things that we've put ourselves into that he's rescued us out of. But prayer protects us. Prayer for God's people protects them, and praying for yourself protects you. Prayer always activates God. It causes God to intervene in our lives. But because of prayer, God protects us from certain troubles that might have fallen upon us. But he also equips us to go through trials. He delivers us from trials, and we love it when he does that. But then he delivers us through the trials. There are those days when it's time to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, just like David did, and to fear no evil, to have peace as you go through it. There are those times that life becomes difficult, that life becomes a struggle. And there are times when there is a crisis in your life or in somebody's life that you're very close to, and you're sharing in the crisis. And during those times, we're also equipped to go through it. If we're not delivered from it, then it is a test of our faith, and we go through it. And we go through it with peace because we've been equipped by the Word of God to keep our eyes on Jesus, to know that he's in control, to know that he has a plan that's perfect, and to relax and to just ride it through, do whatever we have to do in it. I mean, there's probably things you got to do while you're in the problem, but do whatever we have to do, but not to overreact to it, but to live in peace and to have rest, faith rest, while we're going through some of the difficulties and troubles that happen in our lives. And so this is one of the goals of the Christian life, is to have this. And there are many people who, of course, have it, and we've given testimony to it. They go through things, and we are amazed that how well they go through it, and they seem to just relax and trust God through it. And then there are other times where we have close friends and close people to us in Christianity who just have a hissy fit when things go wrong. They just emotionally go off the charts, and they weren't prepared at that moment. It took them by surprise. They didn't catch themselves quick enough to recall to their minds what the promises are and what God says He'll do, and those kinds of things that will bring the emotional level down and cause peace to enter into their hearts. And so both are saved, both are going to heaven. God loves them both. They're both in the same place. But one is equipped and one is not equipped when the difficulty comes. So these things I have spoken unto you, Jesus said, so that you will have peace. These things I have given you. I'm speaking things to you, words that will produce peace in your heart. If you remember the words, if you take the words to heart, if you take the words as reality, then you can have peace when difficulties come. And difficulties will come because the B part of John 16:33 says, in the world you will have tribulation. So if God says, if Jesus says in the world you will have tribulation, it doesn't mean that every single problem in my life is going to be taken away. That's what they promised me before I got saved. They said, you get saved and all your problems will disappear. Yeah. Got saved and the problems doubled up on me. Regardless of that, in the world you will have tribulation. Jesus told us that. We don't claim that promise, but He told us that. And the world here is twofold. Number one, it's the physical world that we live in, obviously. We live in the world. We live on the planet. Most of us live on planet Earth. The second, the word is cosmos, K-O-S-M-O-S, cosmos in the Greek. And it refers to a system of evil arranged by the devil to thwart the purposes of God on earth. The world system is built upon the spirit of Antichrist. The world system is built to produce worldly people rather than spiritual people. So the world is always in contrast or in opposition to the kingdom of God. It's always His arsenal of weapons are found in the world system around us. It's entertainment, it's education, it's priorities, it's values, everything about the world system around us. We have to discern it and decide, is this godly? And then we have to pick and choose based upon that, because that's what we do as believers. But the world is always throwing things at us, always trying to sell us on something that will take us away from spirituality and into carnality, to live in the flesh and to live away from God, to be independent from God, to be on the outskirts with God, even though you're saved and going to heaven. But that's the world system. The world is there. It is our enemy. It's the enemy of our teenagers. It's the enemy of our children. It's the enemy of our marriages. It's the enemy of everything, because that's what the devil has orchestrated, and that's what he uses in different societies and different cultures and different countries in the world. It changes, but it's all destined. It is all for one thing, to get people to walk away from Christ in their lives. Evil is the strategy of the Antichrist spirit. When the Bible talks about evil, it is poneros. Poneros means infectious evil. It's evil that infects people. And so the Antichrist spirit, the Antichrist is not coming until the tribulation years, but the spirit of Antichrist, John said in his epistle, is here now. And that was back in the first century. So it's certainly here now, back in the 21st century, and it is in the world system that surrounds us. It is evil. It is anti-God. And that is our enemy while we are on the earth. That is what the devil will use against us. Jesus warned them, John warned them in 1 John 3:13, the world will hate you. The cosmos is going to hate you because you're in opposition to it. When you're in opposition to it, it'll mock you, it'll ridicule you, it'll belittle you, it'll go against you every turn. The world will hate you. Demons will resist you, Galatians 6:12. Just because you're a believer. And they will energize false teachers These same demons will energize false teachers, making them popular and successful to draw many, 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 many Christians to be under their teaching, so that will neutralize them from following Christ. They'll show them a good time in church. They can jump and dance and sway and get their favorite CD at the back before they leave. But they won't. But as far as participation in God's kingdom, as far as making a difference in anybody else's life, as far as having any kind of an impact on the world around them, nothing. So he will use false teachers. He'll make them popular and make them successful. 1 John 4:1. They will not teach grace. Galatians 3:1. They will not teach grace. They will always bring in a system of works to some degree. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 2:18, the devil will hinder you. It said he hindered him, and he was an apostle, and the devil hindered him from where he was going and what he was doing. The devil will hinder us. Demons will accuse us day and night, challenging our knowledge of the grace of God. They will accuse us day and night, Revelation 12:10, to try to get you to feel guilty, self-condemning, and self-conscious about yourself. The more we choose to follow Jesus, the more we become targets of the devil. You probably experienced that. The more you choose to follow Christ, the more you become a target of the devil. Acts 19, verse 15. He targets your marriage, your family, your business, your health, your weaknesses. He targets everything, using the world system as his greatest agency to do so. So in the world, you'll have tribulation. Tribulation comes from a word, tribulum, which was the large, like a steamroller, you know, that big thing in the front that rolls. They used to make them out of stone, and they would roll it over the grain and crush the grain, and to separate the chaff from the grain. And that's where the word tribulation come from, this large stone that was crushing the grain, the wheat. And so that's not a pretty picture when you're talking about us going through tribulation. He's trying to crush us. And so in the world, you will have this kind of tribulation. God's going to deliver us out of a lot of it, but there's a lot of it we're going to go through. The C part of verse 16, 33 is, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So I've spoken to you things that will give you peace in part one. Oh, by the way, you'll have tribulation in part two. So you're going to need my peace. And number three, be of good cheer, have joy, rejoice, because I have overcome the world. Don't be discouraged or hopeless, because Jesus faced every attack and was victorious.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation.